Ah, so it is good day to you. So good to see your energy, your love, your light, your brightness, your smiling hearts. We want you to understand that you know what you know. You know what you don't know, and you know what you need to know, and you know that when you know, you don't know. We ask you to be open. We ask your hearts to know that you know, and that you ask what you get to know. For that is the energy. That is the illusion. That is the creation of you. Science is now backing up and supporting spirituality. You are each charged with going out in your community to be the bridge that you are, to be the energy that you are, to be the focus, to be the creator, to communicate with those who in the past you have said were normal, but now they are the abnormal. And you are the normal. You are the neutral. You are the ones that are focusing this world to be a heart-centered world. You are the ones that are bringing your friends and your relatives, your colleagues, your neighbors, and your neighbors from across the planet into the light of total understanding. We honor those who have sacrificed their lives so the world could once again focus on love in one location. We wish for you to know that love in one location acknowledges that heart. We ask that there not have to be a disaster, an attack, something that is interpreted as negative, for you to be able to send love to every part of this planet. We ask that you feel that joy within your heart that we see when we open our eyes and see your loving hearts. That you share that joy around the planet, and that we know is possible. You see, the peoples of this planet are healing. They are searching for their neutrality through you. So each day when you meditate, place that planet in between your hands and just ricochet the energy of love back and forth between your hands. And ask the leaders of this planet to also receive that love. We know, as we have seen, many things are going to change on August the 21st. Maybe we'll have a walk-in with Donald Trump, huh? Everything is possible. You see, but when you are complaining about what is happening or what does not seem to be happening the way you choose for it to, you are a part of the problem. So stop it. You must find a way to speak of all things from the positivity of your heart. You must find that way. With all things, everything is energy. Yes? And intention is everything. Trust yourself. Trust what you know. Trust what you don't know. And when you hear yourself saying, I know that you really don't. Because if you knew it, you wouldn't have to proclaim it. Honor yourself. And as you honor yourself with compassion, that ripples out. For that energy is the new vibration of this planet. We were told by a channel, not one on the stage with us, but another channel, that the world was going to end on August 21st. Oh. Our response was, well, what would you do differently? The world as you know it ends every day. Trust that divine order is in process. Trust the light. Trust yourself. Trust the love of all of humanity. Honor who you are. And feel that vibrational frequency with you. With love. That is all there is. And sing the song of love. So the heart center will ripple out to the rest of the planet. And for this we give thanks. We are so grateful for you and your presence. For raising your hand to volunteer. We honor you. And know as soon as you trust yourself, you will indeed know how to live. Namaste.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. And we invite you once more to drop into the stillness, the connectedness that you can hold together. We invite you once more to invite all those guides and benevolent beings who have been with us these days to bring their energy more strongly into this space. Just ask and feel. Invite them to come closer. Can you feel the energy changing? The guides respond to your asking. You have heard these days so much to take in, to integrate. As you know, your experience of time is speeding up. You have heard of the potential of chaos in the world getting even stronger. You have heard that by being in your heart space, being in a coherent space, being in a peaceful space, those disturbing energies do not have to disturb you. You can be the center of the storm. You can be a resource in your stillness, in your love, in your caring. You can be a resource for those around you. Whether they know you or not, you may just simply walk past them on the street, and your energies merge for a moment as you walk by them, and they are touched just for a brief moment with your peace and stillness. This is how you can assist others, your simple beingness. And your societies around the world have conditioned you to look at things in a negative way. You are beginning to move out of that. These old programs are still within you. You recognize them when they are. We are going to suggest that when you recognize some of these old limitations, don't judge yourself. Say, oh, great, I have just recognized it. Because when you recognize it, you are conscious. You are conscious of being unconscious a few moments before. Celebrate the consciousness, the awareness, rather than judging the moment of unconsciousness that you have just moved out of. Why? Because if you judge it, you drop back into those old limitations. You have been shown some techniques of how to change your vibration, how to drop into the heart. There are many other techniques that we can share with you. Search them out. We have said you are on the leading edge of awakening. You may not believe this from your perspective, but from ours, this is the case. You would not be here if you were not. As we have said, your experience of time is speeding up. Beloveds, you can step out of time. This is the superconsciousness that we have talked about that is you. By moving into the heart, you are moving into that direction of being in your superconsciousness. By listening to your intuition, you are receiving from your superconsciousness. Slowly, slowly, we are all moving to the place, to the experience of knowing that you are far more than this human part. Eventually, you will know I am superconsciousness. And eventually, you will be living your superconsciousness within the human form. That is the state that you have called enlightenment. And for those of you who have had the honor to be in the presence of an enlightened one, you know their energy. You know how it feels. They are light. They are high vibration. You are all vibrating beautifully right now. And you can continue to raise your awareness, to raise your consciousness, to raise your vibration, all words for the same thing. Beloveds, it is time. You are aware of your limitations. You are also aware now that you can move beyond them. They are not a statement of this is how it is and this is how it will always be. It is a statement of this is how it has been for so many lifetimes. And now I am changing it. I have brought myself to a level of awareness where I know I can change. Yes, it is scary. Why? Because you have been conditioned to be afraid. Yes, there is a natural level of fear which is about protecting the body. But there is a much deeper emotional fear that so many of you have been implanted in with your conditioning of your societies. It is not a real fear. Fear of change, you can step over with your intention, with your love of self. You have heard that the veils are slowly dissolving. Where are those veils, beloveds? They are within you. Your intention can change your world internally and then externally. Love yourself as you are. Love your body as it is right now. When you love yourself, change becomes so easy, so simple. As you have heard us say many times, simply allow for the possibility, because you cannot know what you have not experienced yet. So you have to allow for the possibility that existence wishes to support you in the new you. It is time to start growing young. It is time to start enjoying your body. It is time to allow yourself to step into the freedom, the abundance, the love, the community that is waiting for you. Beloveds, on behalf of the whole universe, we love you and feel now, for we are sending you a taste of our love. Feel. We love you. We await your awakening. Come, join us in this universal community. We love you and we bless you. We honor you deeply. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It was my information some time ago that said to you that as you birth a new energy on this planet, on or about the end of 2012, that there would be shift. That the paradigm that you're used to of normality would start to move away from where it is. Some people didn't understand when I said that the increase of light on the planet would also almost immediately increase darkness. I spoke of the dark army, which is here. And the reasoning for it is because as the planet comes out of darkness, darkness will fight the paradigm shift. And it is. Dear ones, darkness smiles today. It smiles because there are those who are weeping and crying and afraid, wringing their hands in despair. Policymakers are going to work. It's a kerfluffle of energy. It makes darkness very happy. We told you it was coming. Here it is. Now the next statement. Dear ones, you cannot kill darkness. Did you hear that? You cannot kill darkness. What replaces it can only be light, period. Light replaces darkness because darkness is a passive energy. Light is an active energy. Where light exists, darkness cannot. That's physics. You are the light. But you might be missing something. I want to talk about something, just briefly. Time. Go back with me. Before humans existed, you were here, by the way, in consciousness, because you're part of everything that is, you're eternal. We've told you this many times. This planet was just forming. Life was beginning. That which is controversial, perhaps, to other spiritual systems, I will say again to you, life is a common occurrence on planets like yours, period. It comes with Mother Nature. It is a mixture of the electricity of lightning, of the magnetic grid, of the chemistry of the soil, of the things which belong to the planet. When mixed correctly, the spark of life begins. You're going to agree to that someday when you see life all over the galaxy for the same reason it is here. It was not brought to you by an angel. It was brought to you by Gaia. Gaia. And it was brought to you four times before Gaia got the balance right. It was a delay of life on purpose, so you would be young and present as you are now. And we've said it before, when photosynthesis started, suddenly you could exist and it could sustain itself. Gaia worked the puzzle, cooking in the kitchen for millions of years, having failure after failure until life formed so that you could be here, dear human being. Gaia. And now it is not just nature. Whereas you look upon the vastness of the trees, you realize that you are breathing what they are giving you. More than the trees, anything that's green, even down to the fungus, is giving you oxygen. This is the life force of your partnership with the planet. It's outside for you to look at. And why do I bring this up now? Because so many of you are missing this. You're not getting it. I want to give you something to think about. What is it you have in common right now with those in despair in London? You're both standing on Gaia. If you go hug a tree right now and encompass it in that energy and thank Gaia for its partnership with you, the very same rock that you're standing on, the magma that makes it what it is the same one for the one in despair across the ocean. This is the partnership with Gaia. You don't discount it, you just forget it. I asked my partner to put this conference here on this hot spot, this bubble, this Gaia intensive place, so that you could feel the power of Mother Earth and claim it as a mother, as a partner, as one who nourishes you, gives you oxygen, and knows who you are. Have you gone outside lately? Have you looked at it? Have you embraced it? Have you thanked it? It's not an it. It's a who. It is sentient. It is intelligent. It has a personality. It is Mother Earth. It is Gaia. It is your partner. It is forever. Dear ones, this is part of the field. This is part of the field. Take advantage of it now, because this interconnection that you have right now with the planet is going to be part of the secret of creating more light. Did you think about that? Everything is connected to Gaia, and it's ready for you to pour light right into it. That's why you're here in this, the Yellowstone. Now you know. It comes full circle, does it not? The reasons are clear. Perhaps there was a potential all along, because it was in the field, that the things that occurred across the ocean would occur today, yesterday, the day before, and you would be here as a group to offset it, to help those by sending light. The best way to send it is right through the ground, because they're standing on the same ground you are. It's not mysterious, dear ones. It's a channel that is from you to them, and it's right here. Many of you have received this message in compassion and love and the things that have happened this morning, and realize that it's gonna make a difference. And it is making a difference to many right now. Continue. And so it is.